Welcome to my podcast, Tech Explain Quickly. Today we'll discuss why laptop webcams are still bad, terrible. The more our daily routines move to video conferencing on laptops, the more we rely on laptop webcams. The problem, we are turning them on for first time to discover a secret. Laptop webcams are terrible, often limited to 720p resolution with sensors below 5 megapixels. Laptop webcams are lacking compared to most other devices. You can find a better front-facing camera on a 20,000 phone than on your 2 lakh laptop. Why do the laptop cameras we are all stuck with have to suck so much? We'll tell you. Who has space for a recent camera? If you look at the best laptops on the market, from the Dell XPS 13 to the MacBook Air, they're stuck with 720p webcams because they are so thin. That's been the standard for almost 10 years now. Even laptops that are designed for work, like the ThinkPad T480 and Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon, are stuck at 720p. Unlike most tech webcams, on laptop have worst in recent years, and the XPS 13 takes much of the blame. The normal size of camera module is 7 nanometer mm, but Dell worked hard with camera vendors to make it 2.25 mm module that could squeeze in the tiny top bezel of the laptop screen. It was innovative and groundbreaking at the time, and something I was delighted by. The problem, while they did pull it off, the resulting camera has a small sensor and lens, two important ingredients in delivering a crisp image. Even with software tricks like temporary noise reduction, the XPS 13 webcam is worse than in years past. There is one more thing that we have to blame on investors. That is, mobiles, they don't invest that much on laptop than on mobile innovation. Only Dell could do it because Dell's laptops were very good and it had also purchased that much. Laptops, on the other hand, are not purchased that much as per mobile. So that's why they invest more on mobiles, and their front-facing cameras are better than laptops. The XPS 13's design was only the beginning. Dell cleared the way for more and more of these modules to be used in other thin-based laptops that followed the trend, like the HP Spectre X360. At the time, it didn't seem like a problem. Laptop webcams were used for the occasional conference call and not much else, unlike a smartphone, where the front-facing camera is commonly used for selfies, laptop webcams, and for taking pictures or videos. You can't hold laptops one-handed, so you can hardly imagine someone trying to snap a glorious portrait on your laptop. Laptop webcams were so low on the priority list that manufacturers even resorted to hiding them under keycaps or repositioning them at the bottom of the screen. Some have even removed them entirely to shrink the bezels further. Phones have taken the opposite approach. Notches or punch holes have become common in phones, and there was some time they were pop-up cameras, but they are now dead, intruding in the available screen space. But even with larger bezels, stuffing a smartphone camera into a laptop isn't easy. As made obvious in the photo above, the orientation of a smartphone module's collection doesn't quite work for a laptop. That's the only reason they are unique. They have unique techniques to get a front-facing camera in a mobile while sinking the bezels. As they invest more on phones than a laptop because people buy phones more than laptops. When asked, a representative from Dell told me that using a smartphone camera would force the laptop to grow in size. Phones are noticeably thicker than laptop lids. There simply isn't enough space behind a typical laptop's LCD. That's the reason. However, now that we are using webcams on a daily, priority could change. Perhaps users will be willing to put up with a slightly thicker laptop or a weird camera hump if it means a better webcam. As you know, that the new MacBook Pro that came in 2020 is also thick. They could put a good camera, but still they didn't put it. In the future, a 1080p webcam could make or break webcam. In the future, a 1080p webcam would be very awesome feature in laptops. Limited solutions to the problem currently. We can all hope for improved laptop design in the future, but is there any relief from the onslaught of blurry video conferencing calls right now? The most obvious solution is to purchase an external webcam and attach it to the top of your laptop. Even a small $50, that means if you calculate a few thousand rupees, 1080 webcam will blow your laptop's built-in webcam out of the water. These days, they are selling out quickly too. Another option is to just use your phone. It has already a far better forward-facing camera and a number of apps that make the connection seamless. Some apps can even use your mobile as a webcam in Zoom, in video conferencing apps like Zoom. The only problem is that free apps limit resolution. You need to pay to get the full 1080p. Lastly, some devices offer a decent webcam. Your best bet is in a 2-in-1 laptop like Surface Pro 7, which has a 5.0 megapixel 1080p camera. The iPad Pro has even a better 7 megapixel 1080p selfie camera. And its new keyboard case makes it almost like a laptop. Although it is technically not a laptop. Until laptop manufacturers start to take their webcams more seriously and invest in them, those are only the options we are left with. For now, it's back to go regularly scheduled blurry video conferencing meetings. Until then, I am going back to my daily routine with my blurry Zoom meetings. And you take care of yourself. Bye-bye.